Hi, I'm Mary Helen, and glad you joined me today. My coffee cup is right here, and I hope yours is too, because I'm excited to be talking to you today about three things to ponder this week. First, your thoughts and how they affect your retirement. Secondly, the notion of mindsets. And lastly, oh, make sure you stay for this one. You're going to receive the most amazing three words you need to grow your retirement. I've labeled this episode, Watch Your Language. I don't know about you, but I heard that phrase a lot growing up. There were certain words and phrases that my mother just wouldn't allow in her home. Shut up was the big one. We weren't allowed to hurl that against any of our sisters, and telling somebody to silence their thoughts was just not acceptable to my mom. And you know what? She was right. She always knew that how we used our words and how we express our thoughts and what those words could do to another person is really important. Remember that sticks and stones can break your bones, but words will never hurt you? Well, my mom knew that words do hurt. She would say, watch your language. And we know that thoughts become language, so how many words and thoughts are we even talking about? But did you know we have between 12 and 60,000 thoughts every day? Yep, that's a lot of thinking going on. But another interesting statistic for me was that 98% of them are the same ones that we had yesterday. So, to recap, 60,000 words per day, 98% of them, the same ones that we had yesterday. We're creatures of habit, aren't we? We say the same things to ourselves day in, day out, and that's what forms our memories and our cranial pathways. And on some level, that's a really good thing. It allows us to get out of bed in the morning, make coffee, drive to the bank, and we don't think. We constantly tell ourselves the same stories. We give ourselves the same directions. Now, you've probably seen this in action when you introduce yourself to somebody, or you're at a holiday family dinner and those stories come up, or you hear your kids saying to you, Mom, you already told me that. Now, this works fine if you're telling your puppy to sit down or you're telling your partner that you love them today, but when it comes to retirement and the transitions to a different lifestyle, this same old, same old, same old thinking can be deadly. Yes, deadly. Because in monitoring our thoughts, our internal language, what bothers me most is that the researchers suggest that 80% of those nearly 60,000 thoughts are negative ones. We fill our minds with thoughts of I can't, I mustn't, I should, oh no, so often that our cranial pathways in our brains just think poorly about ourselves. We have a host of gremlins constantly monitoring our lives, knocking us down. You know, we hear a lot about bullying in the news these days. And bullying has been defined as being exposed repeatedly over time to negative actions. Yep, that's what we've been doing to ourselves. 80% of our thoughts are negative. The biggest bully we'll ever meet is right in the mirror. So what have you been thinking lately in your nearly or newly retirement stage? Perhaps you say to yourself, I can't find a new job. I'm too old to learn how to swim. The computer's too complicated for me. I don't know what iTunes is. Or how about these? I hate those wrinkles on my face. I'm slowing down. I'm too fat, too slow. I'm too downright old today. Carol Dweck is a world-renowned Stanford University professor whose research on achievement and success discusses a concept she calls mindset. Carol suggests in her work that we approach our lives and our works, our family, and yes, even our thoughts, in one of two ways. We can use a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. Have you heard about this? Here's how it goes. A fixed mindset is one where our thoughts and actions are, well, fixed. You go through life thinking you have a certain amount of intelligence, you have a certain amount of ability. Your personality and your actions are the same way you always thought they were. You are who you are, and your fate in life is to go through life avoiding challenge and avoiding failure. But Carol, in contrast to that, suggests that some folks have a growth mindset. Thinking this way about yourself makes your life, your actions, and your thoughts fluid, changeable. You are a work in progress always. You're a blank canvas every morning ready for paint. So why do I bring this up about retirement? Okay, how do you look at some new task? A simple one might be opening a new 1,000-piece puzzle. Or a more challenging one might be getting a new cell phone. For a retiree with a fixed mindset, they would say, I'll never get this puzzle done, or I just want my old phone back. I don't need to learn how to do FaceTime with my grandkids. Let them call me. For somebody with a growth mindset, they look at both of these same events as opportunities to stretch and grow what they already know, to build on something, to become successful. And they would say, I can't wait to see how this turns out. See, watch your language. Some folks think retirement is that stage of life that is predetermined to be stagnant, to be outlined for them. It means not working, it means just doing the same old, until we finally take the same old final step. It's the what I call the rocking chair theory. We just keep on rocking in that comfortable chair, maybe even in front of a TV, waiting and expecting our lives to play out in a certain way, a fixed mindset, just because we're retired. And Dr. Debick's theory on growth mindset, retirement, though, is a phase of life that allows us to look for new challenges, explore new vistas, knowing that our attitudes and our intelligence can still be changed and grow regardless of the number of candles on our cake. This, in my work, is what I call the ditch the rocking chair theory. So when working with Carol's theory, I came up with three words to help you to develop a growth mindset if you want one. Are you ready? Three words. Try them once an hour for the rest of today and see what you think. Watch your language, I say. Here are the three words. What if I? Did you catch it? What if I? That's it. Just three words. What if I learn more about the computer? What if I learn to cook a new recipe? What if I listen to a different radio station in the car today? What if I? That's the growth mindset. Carol asks us to take this growth mindset into our language, to change the way we talk to ourselves and to stop bullying. So watch your language. Here's a few examples. I think you're getting the idea here. I can't do, fill in the blank, exercise, compute, whatever. Instead, watch your language and say, what if I just walked for 20 minutes? What if I watched a YouTube on learning FaceTime so I could talk to my grandchildren? Or, I will never do this. I am too old to do that. I can't even try that. Oh, stop. Watch your language and say, what if I rethought how I do that just for today? What if I rethought how retirement was for me? Oh, and I hear this one a lot. It's meant to be a joke. I'm having another senior moment. Stop. Watch your language. What if I figured out another way to remember where my keys are? Get the point? Our language, our communication of our 60,000 thoughts, our ability to work our lives from a growth mindset are critical as we move into retirement. Each day is not the same as when we were working full-time in our 40s and 50s. We know that. It's not the same day as it was yesterday. It's a new day, ready for a new mindset. So I encourage you to explore more by reading Dr. Carol Debick's book called Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. I hope you won't shut up and you will start working on watching your language so you can change your retirement into the ditch the rocking chair theory and become a rebel in your own thoughts. Meet up with us on the Retiree Rebels Facebook page and let us know what your what if I was. Change those 60,000 thoughts into a really good one. I'm a retiree rebel. Go Rebels!